Hi, my name is Lash and this is Rants and Confessions. So this particular episode is an unplanned episode. It's called Random Rant, and probably this is going to be a segment where I just talk about things that happened in my day, the week, or probably the month, that because this definitely is my therapy session. I have things to talk about with my friends, basically, and then there are certain things that I talk to myself about, so this is probably one of those things. So today is 28th July, and then the month has already ended, or almost is almost ending. This first quarter so far, I think it has been good. It has been probably bad too. It has been everything. Beginning of the year, I was working on a project which ended, and then beginning of the year, I was in a relationship, and now I'm single. So I mean everything. So just the whole life ups and downs. But I'm going to start this by asking myself how I'm doing. I think generally I'll say I'm fine. Am I actually fine, or is it the usual response that, yeah, how are you? I'm fine. I don't know how I'm feeling, honestly. And I try to shy away from these questions. I try to ask myself how I am doing, because I feel like I don't really have a lot of control over these things. The events that happens to you and then you react to them. I just believe that people are generally not fine or not fine. You understand? It could happen that this moment you're fine, the next you're not. So I think I'm just there. I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. This month something bad happened. I lost a friend. So where I work, we have training and then we have service center. There's this guy who came to train, and then after his training he was sent over to the service center to work. And just I think last week Wednesday, no, actually Thursday, our HR called an emergency meeting and then announced that the guy died on Wednesday, last week Wednesday. This guy was full of life. And then I was looking through his LinkedIn some weeks ago, and I saw that he had accomplished some stuff. He's gained some certificates and everything. And he was very hopeful. He was very expectant towards his future and all that. So it got me thinking about life, about this, about, I mean, what are we doing? What is the purpose, right? The only thing that is constant that we know is everybody's going to die, but nobody really have nobody is it have or has nobody talks about it. We hardly have conversations about this. And I was talking about this in my office, and then somebody asked me, to what end? I mean, even when you talk about it, what to what end? And it's true, but mostly when you mention death, especially if you're a Christian, they tell you, hey, come on, bad, if one can some papa. I'm everyone on cast and bone head, DJ. I mean, like, we know it is going to happen, but we feel like if we don't talk about it, if we never mention it, it might never come. I don't know. So we have a whole lot of battles we're fighting. Me as a man, you have to fight every day. Actually, waking up in the morning is a battle. Wake up early, 6 or maybe 5:30 thereabout. You have to fight to make sure that You're crushing your goals in the office. Make sure that you're crushing your personal goals, which personally I'm not crushing. Make sure that you're getting some money. Make sure that your mental health is okay. You're fighting the battle of trying to even find love, be in a relationship, the battle of friendship. There's so many battles that we are fighting. Every day seems like a different battle. And I don't think it's just me. I know that a lot of people are also fighting their own battles. People are fighting sickness and all that. And the moment it looks like things are looking up, right? Maybe you've gotten a job, a stable job. I mean, at least you're winning the battle of your finances. Your finances is a bit stable. Maybe you have a stable relationship that's going on. Like, it looks like you're winning some battles. And then something just hits, something just has to happen so that everything just goes bad again, or maybe you just die. Then, I mean, what's the purpose? What is all this? You understand? But this is not me being like suicidal, or I'm thinking like I've given up, or no, I'm not. Me, I don't think I have the strength. I don't think about these things deep, plenty like that. Like, I just talk about it. At least when I hear myself say it, probably it will make sense, probably it will not, but at least I talked about it. So that is that. I was planning on having recording an episode on validation, right? Maybe I just talk about what I want, why I wanted to record that episode. So usually my episodes are not planned. Most of my episodes are not planned. Since I started doing this solo, I'll just be walking, maybe a conversation, it will just hit me that, okay, why are these things happening? Do you want to have a discussion with yourself about it? So I go, okay, yeah, probably. So was it yesterday? It has been on my mind about this whole validation thing, right? That a guy, or usually guys, maybe we don't say it that much, but almost every guy or most guys actually yearn for the validation of women. And I didn't want this to just be maybe just my own experience. So I was thinking through and then trying to find some examples. For instance, a guy doesn't mind staying in a dirty room for a very long time, or not every guy though, for a very long time. But if a girl calls, oh, Kwesi, in the men and I walk all night now, one band time in Tankam, Pedam Bada Wenchen. The speed that guy would take to tidy up his room. Oh, so the question is, I mean, are we doing it for ourselves? Because if we are okay staying in it, then it means we are not doing, definitely we are not cleaning up for, we are not tidying up for ourselves. But we want the validation. We want to impress this girl. We want to do things that will impress women. I mean, that's the whole purpose. You ask people using iPhone 8,000, 7,000, what's it, 10,000 a day. These things are very expensive. So a student, who fees? I mean, if you're a student, let's say university student, and you're using a phone which is 8,000, that is probably like 3 years school fees. You understand? But your entire school fees is holding you. The phone is not holding you. I think JHS, they told us that it is not holding you. You are holding it. But that's direct translation. The phone is holding you. So you are holding the phone, or you're walking around with your 3 year school fees in your pocket. And some people, or most of these people, they're just using it for portraits. They're just using it to impress, to just look like, maybe, what's it say? A KGB is a number. You know, madam, what's it? Now the iPhone kit and oh, number good. Oma, a human employee sample. I mean, yeah. So a lot of guys are doing these things for girls. And I saw it on Twitter that everybody gave you a need to know about nobody, right? This girl is talking about some issue, or maybe she's being disrespectful to another guy. Every kind of boys, you know, instead of maybe sticking there, instead of defending the other guy, because girl no to nusunti. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you did tear me. Oh, you did tear me. You did tear me, no children. Nah, oh, I did die. Oh, you are funny. Oh, yeah. Abuaje. Inti, because of girl no tun kesin inti no. Opede unya good record wa girl ninim. The again, kede, oh, this boy, the, see, dry jokes, and this guy is laughing there. I mean, it looks like he's lost all his sense of reasoning. Like, he can't be objective about anything when it comes to this particular woman, or when it comes to women in general. And I noticed that is more like sometimes a cage for us guys. You understand? Because, say, imagine this, you as a guy. A girl comes, your friend comes to you, Charlie, give me 50 Ghana. Give me 50 Ghana. Sometimes you go tell her, hey, get out of fuck. Like, you know how guys, we relate to other guys. But sometimes you don't even have it, you go and borrow and give it to her. And there are days that this becomes trouble. Me, I'm not different from this. Or I'm not exempted from this. Sometimes women ask me stuff, and then I don't know how to say, me generally, I don't know how to say no to people. Sometimes I want to say no, but I can't. But it becomes more difficult if it is a woman, because it looks like we were built in this way to please women or to help women or to, I don't know, understand. But I think that if you were a guy and you're able to break away from this, wanting this validation, being objective towards everybody, there being, you know, be CEO, as someone all look on your day, not catching on your day. The chatelepe, if the phone, whatever phone you can afford it. Don't, this whole idea of trying to impress and then validate, get validation from people. Sometimes, I mean, probably the people you are looking for validation from, they've not even recognized you. Why they would do, baby? Let me come story about it. There's this girl, yeah. Oh yeah, man, so this, because of this validation, I obi am there. Why am I here? I'm on two point can change there. I am here. Na my show we be status. You know, I general send to all. Until we an any be any popo no bone we true no. Until we be am try to a. Na my coach set my coach to a post for this one pet. Until my select on go to no contact there. Na go to share. Oh. Na the whole day met na hona moshe na more views zero na more views oh ochede nipa na mulima na onam do mama ko post that na to ono na la wan hwe nto wa na ma share me ko post fufuru na ochede me status na abasor still zero views na mu da mala ho mu ho you understand. Don't leave your life on the account of others. I mean, I'm not saying validation is bad. If you're seeking validation from people that maybe about work, right? Oh, your boss sees that, oh, I hear them work here. We are doing the work so that your boss sees that. And no. Do the work. Man, can say feel good. Don't do it for your boss and all those things. You understand? But there's some validation. Yeah. Nipana the moment. Oh, yes. I like this. But I had a baby on them. Oh, you want to impress the girl. The girl, you are, both of you are broke. But you are trying to impress a broke girl that you're not broke. And what, I mean, why? There's no freedom in that. And you know, Charlie, be shame that, like, live your life, no validation. Yeah. And then finally, before I go, I mean, I'll do another episode or something. I finally decided to delete all my dating apps. I'm actually on two, Bumble and then Tinder, because I've seen that the conversations, it doesn't go anywhere. You understand? It's just, hi. And most of the girls I meet, they can't even hold conversations. Me, if I hit you up, yo, usually I go in with knock, knock. Hey, who is there? It depends. When I text you first and I say knock, knock, it tells me two things about you. Or how you reply tells me who you are. If the person says, who is there? Then it means they understand what a knock, knock joke is. And then I go ahead with it. But if you say, come in. Oh, ha ha ha. More local leagues. Yes, sister, see, munade. Not sure. But if I say, how are you doing? And you say, fine. And you leave it there. You don't ask about how I'm doing. Me too, I'll leave it there. Probably I'll match you, because it's like, you're not there for a conversation. This whole idea of why the mbabe chichire juma suyebisi ya. I don't know, they build, just talk to a girl, like bring conversation. No. We are older than that. I mean, we've done that since JHS. There has not been any proper value from that. Like, anybody see it there? How are you doing? Hey, every day you're checking up on her. No. I mean, if from the onset she doesn't show that she's also interested in the conversation. I mean, I'm not telling you there, madam, Brennan Yonko Fiona, Yonko about 2 rounds. I'm just saying, how are you? If you don't have the common decency to ask me, oh, how are you also doing? Or so there are people you text, oh, how was your day? Fine. Anyway, just to her. On this also day. Or change nipa non wu yen. Just simple. And you keken also want to mature. And you, no. Then I leave it there. So I've decided to delete the Tinder, and then I've subscribed to the premium or platinum or something. At least it will save me some few dollars. Into no Tinder will go and Bumble. maybe I'll delete a couple of things. I get bored recently. Lately I get bored a lot. Yeah, so that's that. I've been spending more time on TikTok. I think I checked my weekly statistics and it looks like I spend more hours on there. Probably 2 hours a day. A whole day. 2 hours. 2 whole hours on TikTok. And there's this question that I've been wanting to ask the people on TikTok. There is a song that you are coming to dance to. TikTok, and I think they say, is a dancing platform, right? People dance to songs and they say they make the songs popular and all that. So if you're on TikTok, you're coming to dance to record a video to dance to a song. Do you have to be dressed half naked? Like, because I see girls wearing underwear. Girls wearing very transparent stuff there, and they won't be biago. And now these days, it looks like all the clothes that we were supposed to wear underneath our clothes are the only clothes we are wearing. And again, she's Smith. My male friend is Smith. Or she's Smith. No, even the bodies. Then saying you go underwear. Like, I mean, is it like a requirement on TikTok? And these are the same women that, I mean, you understand? They're LSO. You're half naked and then you're dancing to music. Now, the thing that is obvious, the most obvious thing there is the half nakedness there. And when a guy comes and comments whatever you are selling, oh, nice breast, nice ass, nice this. Hey, you guys there. I mean, who are we lying to? What's this whole thing? We say that men objectify women, but you go on TikTok and then you see young girls. Actually, there are times that you ask some girls, they be watching videos, you know, dormitory. They're in a dormitory, half naked, washing one. Say Brazio, say Smith. I know a friend is Smith. Why the sing? But I've one singlet. Now, there, almost everybody, every woman I see on TikTok, most of them, they don't wear brazier. My name is brazier. Nobody didn't know. Say brazier, we tremor on one can chain, you know, sabe do. Now, I mean, what is the point? Like, what is this? I know it's for entertainment. They say it's for entertainment, actually. But is that the only way women can entertain? But with that being said, not every woman is like that. I've seen people that I like. I'm not saying every girl out there is doing that. No, what's up? There's this particular girl I post. She sings there are people who are doing that, but why the majority, you know, mainstream TikTok guests, you know? Because I've seen guys on there, and then guys are actually trying to create content. Maybe if you are okay jokes and I want to let's sell be na day na hey, but almost must swipe 1, 2, 3 ever corner be see on she. Nah, I don't understand these beats, you know. I know that they say that now we have stomach beats, right? But waist beats now usually what they share underwear anymore. No, see, I know what do go underwear, no, those jeans, no, those I tell no, do. I mean, it looks like everything that we were supposed to hide in terms of dressing is now the one everything that we are showing because Obisha Brazier and Zanko your underwear. Oh, underwear or check what she wore under, but she says, why you overalls? I don't know what she was so. So I saw this and it really, some a guy also talked about objectifying women and things like that. And then we're saying that actually women are objectifying themselves these days. I don't know what you're selling. You're selling half naked. You're standing there half naked and all that. I mean, these days, people are saying that when you even talk about this, they tell you you're judging. It looks like now there are no bad and good and bad. There's like, it's not like good and bad. So this is also another thing that I've seen that it's really bothering me, Charlie. But how are we gonna do it? So I think this is I'm tired. I just ate banana and granite this evening, so I'm going to end here. I don't know if I'm going to actually upload this episode or not. I'm thinking about it. But yeah, if you're listening to this, then it means I decided to upload it. All right. Maybe tomorrow I'll record something else. Maybe I'll just, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye bye. May the Lord be with you and be with our spirits. Amen. Charlie. Bye bye.
I never found home again that day.